Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And you're going to be hearing plenty about Him in the next half hour. Freddie, Jedediah, Ezekiel, Gideon, Sina, Mandy, Elijah, and Caleb. What a happy bunch in this household here. Greetings to you, Bradley. Nice to have you listening. Hello, Haley. Little smile, please. And here's a picture from Ellie and Lucas around this, what is it, a pretend campfire in the backyard? I see the wood. I see the stones. I see the kindling. No fire, though. Big smiles on the kids' faces, though. Ellie and Lucas, hugs to you. And another picture here from Kaylee, Jacqueline, Zachary, and Benjamin. Thank you. What a handsome bunch of kiddos you are. And wow, is this picture day or what? Nick, Nate, and Jake, I like this little one that you sent in. And Nick, it comes with a drawing. I like this guy with the blue face and the green eyes and the green ears. And did you know that you, Nick, and I have the same name? Hey, that's pretty good, isn't it? Abby, Jacob, and Nathan, thank you for the picture, too. I appreciate that. And I have this one here of Annie, Kate, and Ben, all in a tree and all smiling nicely. Hello to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to Wee Kids! Now, during today's Bible time, it's not a happy one because a disciple of Jesus makes some very bad choices. Learn more during this edition of Wee Kids, Bible-based and Christ-centered radio for little people and their families. This means you.
Yes, you are the King of Kings.
Who?
Yes, you are the Lord of Lords.
Who?
Yes, you are the King of Kings.
Who?
And Jesus is your name.
Now you not only know the name of God, Jesus, but you know how to spell His name. Shall we do it together? J-E-S-U-S. His name is Jesus. His name is also the Bright and Morning Star, Wonderful Counselor, Redeemer, Friend, Savior. Lots of names, but the best of all is Jesus. And we did not always know what His name was. Back in the Old Testament, God's people knew that there was the Almighty God, and sometimes it was kind of a scary thing to see Him work, to rescue His people from their enemies. Sometimes He appeared as a great pillar of fire or a pillar of cloud, but they never knew His name. And we do now, for Jesus has come. He lived, He ministered, He died, He rose from the dead. And yes, He's very much alive today, and He is the only way that we can know God the Father, the Almighty God. Youngster, always say His name lovingly and reverently, because remember, He is God. Now what do you do if you have a bad day?
If you stub your toe when you get out of bed, and you slip in the shower and you knock your head, if you miss your brekkie and your bike tire's flat, if the dog eats your lunch and you step on the cat. Remember the Lord, remember that He is in control. Remember the Lord, He's watching His children, He cares, remember the Lord, If you get to school about a half hour late and the principal meets you at the gate, if you can't remember 1 + 2 and you're busted for something that you didn't do, remember the Lord, remember that He is in control. Remember the Lord, He's watching His children, He cares, Remember the Lord, If your daddy's crusty and your mum's in a flap, and you spill the custard in your sister's lap, if you're sent to bed and you don't know why, and you can't get to sleep and you just wanna cry, remember the Lord, Remember that He is in control. Remember the Lord, He's watching His children, He cares, Remember the Lord,
Be sure to remember Romans 8:28, which says, "We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." Youngster, if you love God, don't worry.
Well, if you're hitting the skids and you're up the creek, if you're down and out and things look bleak, if you're in the pits and you're out for a duck, if you're long in the tooth and short of a buck, remember the Lord, remember that He is in control. Remember the Lord, He's watching His children, He cares, Remember the Lord,
Thank you, Colin Buchanan. Yes, even on bad days, we need to remember the Lord. And during today's Bible time, Peter has a bad day. Before we get into this, let me explain that we're moving on toward Resurrection Day. Of course, that's the day Jesus Christ came to life from death. Some people call that Easter. I like to call it Resurrection Day, so there's no question about what happened. Now, on our way to Resurrection Day, here's the setting. Jesus is arrested. He's telling the truth. He is the truth, but the people, especially the religious leaders, don't want to hear it. They're stuck in their religious traditions, and they reject God Himself, the God-man, Jesus Christ. They kill Him. Jesus Christ is crucified, but remember, He rises from the dead. But before this, Jesus is arrested. He's questioned by the religious leaders, who become very angry with Him. Then Peter, one of His disciples, had followed behind the crowd that took Jesus to the priest's house. As they questioned Jesus, Peter waited outside in the courtyard to see what would happen. Peter was still in the courtyard when a servant girl of the high priest came there. She saw Peter warming himself at the fire. She looked closely at him. Then the girl said, "You were with Jesus, that man from Nazareth." But Peter said that he was never with Jesus. He said, "I don't know. I don't understand what you're talking about." And then Peter left and went toward the entrance of the courtyard. The servant girl saw Peter there. Again she said to the people who were standing there, "This man is one of those who followed Jesus." Again Peter said that it was not true. A short time later some people were standing near Peter. They said, "We know you are one of those who followed Jesus. You are from Galilee too." And then Peter began to curse. He said, I swear that I don't know this man you're talking about. As soon as Peter said this, a rooster crowed the second time. And then Peter remembered what Jesus had told him. Before the rooster crows twice, you will say three times that you don't know me. And Peter was very sad and began to cry. This is a sad story, isn't it? It gets better, but not before it gets worse. Psalm 51:10, a good verse to remember for sinners like Peter, like you, like me. The Bible says, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, that I might serve you. Create in me a clean heart, O God, that I might be renewed. So fill
God, it is only His Son, Jesus Christ, who can create a clean heart in us because He has paid the price with His own life so that we can be freed, cleansed, purified, sanctified from that horrible curse of sin. And that gift comes only through Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. Mr. Nick and we kids here. And now, time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. I need some March leaders here, Rebecca, Faith, Joy, and Jonathan. Let's make it Faith today, like your biblical names. Lots of J kids over in this family. Jenna, Jackie, Jessica, Justin, and Joanna. Jenna, I'm picking you to be March leader today. The oldest? Yes, of course. Well, there'll be other times, other days for you other J kids. Speaking of J kids, over in this family, we have Joseph, John, Julia, Joanna, Joel, Jeremy, Joy. Have you talked with the other family? Jewel and Jason. How can I pick a March leader out of this crowd? It's going to be Joy ahead of the rest of the J-Kids. My goodness. And over here, Sheila, Stacy, Shannon, Nathan, Sherry, Benjamin, Jonathan, Susan, and Shauna. Another tough pick, but Mr. Nick picks Sherry to be march leader. Rest of the crowd behind Sherry, please. And one more, Christian, Rachel, Taylor, and Sammy. Mr. Nick picks the little guy in this family. Sammy, you get to be march leader. The big ones will follow you, says Mr. Nick. Rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. You know what they are, right? Number one, feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, big marchers. Papa, this means you. Please watch out for little marchers. And number four... Oh, yes, the T-bone players. Watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Hello, Haley. You're into this right at the beginning, aren't you, dear? Put those feet in time with music, please. Your left, your left, your left, your right, your left. Hello, Freddy, Jedediah, Ezekiel, Gideon, Sina, Mandy, Elijah, Caleb. Wow! What a happy herd over here. And hi, Jenna. You're doing fine with the rest of the J-Kids. Hello, Joy, over in this family. Good march leading. Joseph, John, Julia, Joanne, Joel, Jeremy, Jewel, Jason. Behind Joy, please. Thank you. Hello, Keith. Hello, Jessica, Monique, Lissy, Tasha. Good marching. And here come the Tree Kids. That's T-R-E-E. Annie, Kate, and Ben. I like this picture. And you're good marchers, too. Honesty, Maria, good marching, but watch out for the T-bone players, please. And look at this happy bunch here. Sheila, Stacy, Shannon, Nathan, Sherry, Benjamin, Jonathan, Susan, and Shauna. Sherry, good march leading. Here comes Jelly and Lucas. Knees up high, Lucas. Yes, you're doing a good job in this thing. All right, not quite so high on the knees, please. Gently, when the music is soft, you march softly. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Katie. Yes, you're doing fine. Gariel, nice marching. Hello, Shannon. Hello, Sierra. Hello, Landon. Calm it down, Landon. Not quite so high on the knees. Gently. Is it possible to march gently? Only when the music is soft, because when the music gets big again, put those knees up high for the grand finale. Strong finish in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, you kids are wonderful marchers all the way to the end now. Nathan, keep marching. Cedric, Felicity, keep marching. Katie, Jake, Jonathan, keep marching. Here comes Levi and Luke. And Nicole and Rachel. Oh, you kids are wonderful marchers. And you may be seated. Oh, I like that audience participation. Now on Wee Kids, here's the Donut Man.
It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Hello!
My name is Carl the Camel, and I have a tale to tell about a rich young ruler who did not fare too well. No, he wished to follow Jesus. Yes, he wanted to obey, but he had a lot of money that got into his way. That's why I say it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Take it, Professor!
These are the words of Jesus Christ right out of Matthew chapter 19. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Maybe it would be easier if I were much greasier. If I were greasier, it'd be easier to slip right through the hole. Ooh, boom, 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 boom.
lunch bowl. Do, do, do. Ooh, this is no good. Oh, thistle thorns, I can't get through. So take it from a camel with a hump upon his back. Next time you see a needle and you'd like to take a crack, just give away your treasures as the Lord directs you do, and you'll find you are much thinner, and that needle you'll pop right through. Yahoo!
He did it!
So it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom. The kingdom of God.
Thank you, Donut Man. Good music on We Kids. By the way, if you happen to be rich, there's more to this. There's hope. Matthew chapter 19. The disciples heard this teaching about the camel and squeezing through the eye of the needle. They were very astonished, and they said, "Then who can be saved?" And looking upon them, Jesus said, this is Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Looking upon them, Jesus said to them, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Cindy, your turn, dear.
Tomorrow's fears, tomorrow's hopes, those days when I am low, so often make me want to ask, who is in control?
Philippians 1:6 says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Yes, God has a master plan for you, little one. Just keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Like Peter had trouble doing. Oh, boy. And remember that verse at the end of Bible time? Psalm 51:10? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Oh, that's good not only for David who wrote the psalm, not only good for Peter who denied Jesus, but it's good for you and for me, little person. So important to have a clean heart. And the only way that you can have a clean heart is through Jesus Christ. Well, that's the heartbeat of this little radio program. That's the message of the Bible, the message of We Kids, and I am so happy to deliver it. I hope you've heard it loudly and clearly. His name is Jesus. And what is this coming in awfully fast? Not my ride. Easy. No. Yipes. How can we get that thing running? And why did they send me... Until next time, kiddo, I guess I'll be walking. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye now. Man, this thing needs some work. Or a big tow truck.